Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Give an honor to God. Hallelujah this morning. Bless the mission of the Holy Spirit. For he is good, and he stood out by himself. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Oh, let us exalt, glory his name together. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise, if I shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Bless the Lord. God is good. Yes, indeed, he really is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, so it is for God called to pray. It's tea time. With Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. Now, I hope that you have your cup of tea and your nice hot cup of coffee. We're not going to say anything. Your hot cup. Because it's wintertime. Get a hot cup and sit back. Even if you're at work, get a hot cup for the moment. Yes. Just get a nice hot cup. And just sit back by yourself. Hallelujah. We could be quiet. Yes. And just think of the goodness of Jesus. That's Yeshua. And all he's done for you. And let your soul cry out. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for blessing me. Thank God for keeping me. Thank God for providing for me. Thank God that I can hear. Thank God that he's listening to the weight of the issue. It's that inhaling and exhaling moment. Thank God. God is and hallelujah. We just can't. You know, I'll share this. Sometimes when we get so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't really realize even in all that we're going through. We know that there are some people going through so much more. And you say, well, yeah, that's true. But this is me right now. This is what's happening with me. Yes, but I have learned if I stop and I start to pray for that individual, then my problems begin to lift up off of me. And I find a blessing helping other people. I find a blessing in praying for someone else. I find a blessing and a comfort for me to ask God to help, not to forget about me, because then when I realize that he perfects the things that concern me, hallelujah. So I reach out, and now I have my moments, like we all do, but when I come to myself and I start to intercede for others, then the weight is lifted. Hallelujah. I'm not selfish. Yes, and we do have to say, Lord, have mercy on me. We do. And I'm not saying not to say that. But I'm saying in the midst of it, when we share in our tears, someone else. I saw where a mother lost her grandson and her son. The same time, That was painful. And I stopped and stepped out of myself. And I asked God to remember me, to remember her and her family and that baby mama. Yes. My God. My God. My God. And then to remember all those, all of us in these United States and every nation on the face of this earth. We have leaders who are not that strong. And we who are in the body of Christ, we should pray for our strength and our maturity that we may truly be who God has called us to be on this earth. A lot of times we get caught up in things, and God knows, Jesus said, our Father knows that we have need of these things. He knows that we have need of things. He's not blinded to that fact. He's not oblivious to that fact. But to seek you first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added. We don't have to do tricks. We don't have to do schemes. We don't have to do skipping a stop. But we have to stay focused. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, the things that give us comfort will rock us to sleep. Will rock us to sleep. And we'll end up in a place of complacency. We'll end up on that fence, terrified to get off the fence because of the troubles and the different obstacles that are there to keep you on the fence. But when we, our confidence, our faith is built up in Christ. Christ is not looking for superstars. Christ is not looking for ego-tripping people. That's not what he sent us here for. He sent us here to be sons and daughters. Is an authority on this earth. Picture this. Then we had to take a picture this. And some may be going through, some of you may be going through, oh good. Oh, some mean people on the job. Oh my. And you may be one of them to someone. And you may think you're not. So, you know, we have to put ourselves in check. Call it like it is, so we can become strong, manipulative. And sometimes we have all those characters and don't even realize that it's us. People yesing you and telling you that you're good, but that's not your measuring stick. Oh no, your measuring stick. We just had the table talking. Your measuring stick is God, Christ, Yeshua, you call him Jesus. That's your measuring stick. Boy, when you start really, my goodness, when you have the audacity, stand up against his word to see how you measure up, you're going to be changed. Because where you think I'm all right, I know I'm all right. And there's some folks who they all together do. Because they see you. They see you. And we need to see ourselves. Oh, I'm good. I can go any moment. And when you place that measure yourself against that measuring stick, Or you can say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I just heard in my ear, get right. Get right. You, me, I. Get right. Get right. Don't, let's not fool ourselves. Let's not fool ourselves. Because people are pumping us up saying, oh, you good. I know where you're going. You ain't got no heaven. You ain't got no hell. You can't put nobody nowhere. God told Samuel, man looks at the outward, but God looks at the heart. He knows the heart. And you said, well, I thought you was going to talk so I could be relaxed, so I could. No, that's how we get relaxed. When we get it right, when we realize that we the problem, causing people headaches, causing people have nervous breakdowns on the job, and you laugh about it, because you think you got some power, because you think you can make things happen, and they better do this to you. You have a God that you must answer to. You must answer to him. You will answer to him. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's what we have to let ourselves know. And reaping comes. The bread is turned back on. Oh, yes. Weeping comes. And not, look at this. You remember Solomon, and I think about this often. God told Solomon what was going to happen, but he said, not in your day. It happened in his son's day, almost immediately, when the nation of Israel was taken out of his hands, and he only was left with two, and the Levites. You have innocent children that will suffer because of you won't change. I won't change. Don't do that. Don't do that to your blood. Repent. Tell it to Jesus. Let's ask him to wipe our slate clean. I ain't going to be no push-up. I ain't going to be no this. Seek God to lead and guide our every step. I can tell you some things that will make your hair stand up on your head. I just ain't going to be that. I know God don't want me. You don't know nothing because you don't even know it. You went when the last time you really sat. Beforehand. You know, let's concentrate on building our relationship with God, being the soldiers that he wants us to be, the sons and daughters, reflecting heaven on this earth. The men and women and the leaders need the children of God to step up and not to sell out. The earth is the Lord. God gave man dominion and power and authority over the works of his hands on the earth. He blessed man and told man to be fruitful. And then I would just take it further than having children and multiply. But what are we multiplying as far as character and integrity and reputation? What type of fruit are we bearing? When somebody wants to say something bad about you, but they have to say, but, you know the Lord, but, she's kind. I just don't like her, but, she'll do anything she can for you. I don't know how, I know how much money she makes. I don't know how she can do that. I wish she must be doing something. God provides. God provides. God provides. Can you say God provides? God provides. On the broadcast this morning, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I said, Lord. And that what he wants us to do is get right. Get right with him. Become strong in him and studying his word. Do you know that you are a child of the Almighty God, the Most High God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth? He gave you power and authority to walk on this earth as sons and daughters. We still selling out. We still selling out. And yes, I know we have suffered. But he told us, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Take us through. He bring us out. Our confidence in him is stronger than ever before. I know the Lord loves me. I know he know my name. I know he answers me when I call. I know he hears me. Woo! Because this happened and that happened. And nobody could do it for him. He opened a door for me, so why, my God, he takes the little and make much. He turned the cold and make it hot. He take the hot and make it cold. Oh, whatever is needed. We talking about the one that said, let there be. And could prevent it from coming forth. You know, you have to hear with discussing this because we want to get stronger and stronger in the earth. We want to represent God. We don't want to profane his name by our walk. We want to give God glory. And we need to stop laughing at things when people are making fun of, saying all kinds of jokes. We need to be strong enough that when they see us coming, they know who we are. They know without you saying a word, they know. Not because of you, not because of me, but because of who's in us. Hallelujah. They seek you out to pray for them because they know when you pray. They know you have a connection with, but we don't understand that we can have that connection and it's real with God. And there are times that things happen that we have to be reminded by our brothers and sisters. And not in a bad way. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be a saint. And this how you acted? We're supposed to be strong for one another. We're to encourage one another to be strong in the Lord. Pray each other strength in the Lord. Where one is weak, we're strong for them. Strong for them. Not so we could talk about told us, Yeshua, to love each other. Love each other. Don't be envious for what someone else has. Take care of what you have. Oh, I wish I had that. But you know somebody wishing they had what you had. Take care and be appreciative. My Father provided this for you. Father, I thank you. I praise for what you provided for me. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with it. You have a Mercedes? Good. I'm catching water. All right. I got transportation. Somebody don't have the money to drive by. You walk. That's a walk. God gave you legs. He gave you strength. He's protecting you as you go towards him. While you're walking, you can praise God. And if you're on modest, you can't praise God that loud. But as you're walking, because the earth is the Lord. Hallelujah. You blessing somebody. Hallelujah. You passing the street. You blessing have those people on that street. Hallelujah. Before you know it, God has lifted you off. And you just as comfortable. Hi, you still walking? Uh-huh. Sure. I'm on a mission. Wherever. And it depends on the part of the country you're in. I heard someone say, well, about the train. I said, boy, if they were in Georgia and they talk about riding the train, people would really laugh them the phone. Because Georgia believes you just need to be on in a car. Not necessarily. They look funny at people who ride fast transportation. But there are people like, why you have a car? You have mass transit. It takes you where you want to go. Rent a car when you need it. You pay just as much for the garage as you do for your dwelling place. You know, some people say, too much of a hassle driving. It depends on where you are. But whatever state you find yourself, let's learn to be Jesus, knowing that God is in control and that he loves us. That we can cry out to the Lord. He said, call on me in the time of trouble. Call on me. And hear him. And wipe away the pain. And just like that, it's over. And then he wipes away the pain. Don't look back. Let it be a lesson. Let it be a lesson. And keep it moving. Again, take care of what God has given. Guard what God has given you. Because you're special to him. And this is what the Father has blessed you. Father has asked him to show you how to guard and protect what you have given. Your children, yeah, you got to let them get on your nerves. God is a cat. And when they get grown, God is a cat covenant. Hallelujah. And when they get grown and have their God is a cat, their children. God and protect your home. Hallelujah. Your property. Have it all in the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Your job covered in the blood of Yeshua. So at work, well, a lot of mine. At work, just stop. You see your friends and your coworkers, the smiling faces, and they just look like they got it all going on. But you don't know. That's that. Don't be quick to be so envious of people and resent them for what it appears that they have. met every need. Hallelujah. Be their stronghold. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Refresh them and renew them. Hallelujah. Them people in the medical field have seen so much. So much. And yes, a lot of them went to school so they could be rich. And some wanted to be famous. And all of the different things. And this year has really been a trial. Because they've seen that they never thought they could imagine. My God. My God. My God. And so many of them acknowledge publicly they're not who they thought they were. But some of them thought, and all said, I know I'm good at this. And some of them are, but they're not the master physician. There's only one master physician. And they had to yield to him. But let's pray. Don't rush running into another year. You don't know what you're running into. Let's ask God to give us the understanding. Understanding and the wisdom that he wants to impart in us. Let's ask for wisdom for each day. When we get up in the morning, thank God for the wisdom for this day. Thank you for the knowledge and understanding for this day. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God. What you want me to do? What is it that you are wanting for me, for you, this day? Why am I running into another year? I need to take care of this day. This day. Hallelujah. And if he's merciful, if it's his plan for me to see tomorrow, then I'll ask him to let me be better today than I was yesterday. I want that close relationship. Hallelujah. Oh my God. To be a daughter. The realization. The realization of who you are in God. Think about that. Let's get an understanding who we are in God. So much so that our very shadow makes a difference in somebody's life. God has you in a place for a reason. So let's ask God to manifest that and let us be all that we need to be today. Yes, Lord, let us be all we need to be today. I said I was gonna, I thought of this as maybe I'll do it now because I don't know who will listen later. When did we start, or why did we begin to use BC and BCE and AD? What was the reason behind BC, AD, and BCE? Yes, we need to know the reason behind that. The next thing. I don't know. I won't go that way. Just ask. I'll say this. Yes. How old? When did we start using the English language? What year? And I'm sure God is in the rest of that. When did we start using the English language? I'll tell you another one. Yeah, I'll tell you another one. What language did Jesus speak on the earth? That would be a good study. So read it. And you have to step out of denomination as this because unfortunately, well, I won't go there. Just read, just study as the Lord bring it back and forth to you and see what you're getting. Let's begin to ask God to open our minds of understanding. The Holy Spirit is here to give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Clarity. So many things we say is not important, but it is important. And when we know the truth, it begins to peel back. You're so amazed. Well, I won't go any further, but just think of those. And meditate on it and ask God to show it to you and give you the right place to go get understanding. Not for bragging and boasting or putting anyone down. Don't do that. But so that we can have knowledge and understanding clarity of the Word of God. And look up the scripture that says, men perish for the lack of knowledge, and see what that means, and get clarity and understanding. You got time, you got your phone right there. A lot of information is on Google. Then you take it in your research and you do it. You can't go sit to the library and get the encyclopedias and all the different Bibles, but you have it at your hand instead of gossiping or watching other things. You can use it as your research. Because if you think that you, most of the time there are questions that other people have asked too. And so many times you'll find the answer. And you go on your internet for historical information. And for those of you who have a study Bible that have the Gentile Testament between the Old and the New Testament, read it. Purpose in your heart to read it. Ask God to open your mind to understand it and read it. Read it and see, because usually we say we read the Bible in a year and we bypass that part. We sure do. But read it and see what it means to you. God beat ourselves up, and we, and our Father's patience with us. He loves us. Ooh. You are loved by the Almighty God. We are loved by the Almighty God. Put your hands on your chest. God loves. Glory, 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 glory. God loves me. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Ooh, let's say it again. God loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thinking about Mother Dunlap. Put your hands on your heart for her and say, God loves Mother Dunlap. Pray for her. Pray her strength in the Lord. Pray for her that God is stronger and larger than any obstacle in her way. Oh my God. Pray that God shows himself strong and mighty continuously in her life. But she believed and trusted. Hallelujah. She promised another leap. That in this moment, her peace, she can be her guide, be her comfort and protection, and be sure of my goodness. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. I love this. I love this. Hallelujah. 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 I love it. I love it. I love it. Then and God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon it. The face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning for the first day. The fifth day. The sixth day. Hallelujah. The sixth day. Have you ever thought about which day that is on our calendar? Think about it. The sixth day. And it appears the last word that was done on the of creation was this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God had created. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which he, God, created and made. Listen to the seventh verse. It says, in the third verse of the second chapter, I said he, when I said his work, which he, God, knows, it should be from all his work, which God created and made, like everything to listen. Excuse me. Seven. Same chapter, the seventh verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. God breathed the breath of life into man, and man, God, Elohim, breathed the breath of life into man, and man became Elohim, God. Breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just accept the fact. Let's hallelujah. It's easier to accept the fact and the reality. Listen. Isaiah 43. I like the seventh verse so much, but I'm concentrating on the 8 through 13, and we can just keep on reading. 44, just keep on. But I like the start, but I have to interject the 7th, Isaiah 43. I have to inject the 43rd, the 7th verse in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. I have to read this, Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, formed him. Yea, I have made him. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Just get a look at yourself and say, I have been made. I have been formed. God has formed. God has made for his name. Not mine. Same vanity. But for his. But for God's glory. To God be the glory. But for God. Hallelujah. I thank God for creating in us everything we need, encouragement, the strength, the anointing power, that infers everything, fear, doubt, insecurity, but we have been formed for his will. Every discipline. We have been formed for the glory of God. Okay. 43 and 8. Pray for the blind people that have eyes. Pray for the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us some of them? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have said, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. 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 I'll be part of Psalm 44, starting at the 34. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeron, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry land. I will pour my spirit upon the sea, and my blessing upon their thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow by the water course. One shall say, I am the Lord. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall ascribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming, and shall come. Let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not him. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God, the only true and wise. Hallelujah. 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 Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have mercy. I told you from that time, and have declared it. Ye are even my witness. Is there a God besides me? Yes, there is no God. I know not him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we pray, so when we look faithfully, we know in whom you trust. We know in whom our faith is in. Hallelujah. The only God, the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Besides him, who? Our faith. Our faith is in him. This is what Psalm 25 says. Trust in the Lord. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will I teach sinners in the way. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will he teach. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. The 14th, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Thank you. Jesus. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I have waited on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God loves you. God loves me. Oh my God. Individually and collectively. I need to say this. I saw in Florida where we had another incident. I saw a picture of a young black girl screaming in agony. Screaming in agony. And I saw a picture someone posted, and I was just, I don't go on Facebook that often, but I was just scanning through. And they talked about how they would put black women in prison and put them in the cells with men. And my mind started racing back and racing all. It's here. We have to face it. The racism is here. And we have to ask God. We've got to get God. We've got to pray for over 400 years. This has been going on. And it's a spiritual warfare. I'll just tell you. And we're going to have to pray. God is our only help. The legislation, because you cannot legislate morality. You can't legislate people's hearts into righteousness. And we see what our young people are doing to each other. So much murder and destruction. But like one of the stories. But I know that God sees them all. He is in control. Mothers' hearts are breaking, busting, because of all that is attacking our young men and young women. And we need help from the sanctuary. Hallelujah. We really need to be stepping out of God. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. All we can say this morning is welcome and protect us. Leave the blood of Yeshua over our young men. They're in the heart of our children. Send help, Almighty God, from the sanctuary and stricken us out of life. In Yeshua's mighty name. Comfort every mother, hallelujah, and every child, hallelujah. I will close this week. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jude 24:9. To him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. It's all in his hands. And we thank him for his mercy and his grace. And his kindness and his, and Yeshua's mighty name, Shalom.